The Bible. By various authors. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Bible is a collection of sacred texts or scriptures that Jews and Christians consider to be a product of divine inspiration and a record of the relationship between God and humans. It is made up of the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament is the original Hebrew Bible, the sacred scriptures of the Jewish faith, written at different times between about 1200 and 165 BC. The New Testament books were written by Christians in the 1st century AD. The Bible is divided into the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament is the original Hebrew Bible, the sacred scriptures of the Jewish faith, written at different times between about 1200 and 165 BC. It is made up of 39 books and includes the books of the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, the books of the prophets, and the books of the writings. The New Testament is made up of 27 books and includes the four Gospels, the Acts of the Apostles, the letters of Paul, and other letters and books. The Bible is the world's most widely read and influential book. It has been translated into more than 2,000 languages and is the basis of many of the world's major religions. It is a source of spiritual guidance and moral instruction for millions of people around the world. It is also a source of inspiration and comfort for many people in times of difficulty and sorrow. The Bible is divided into two main sections, the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament is made up of 39 books and includes the books of the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, the books of the prophets, and the books of the writings. The New Testament is made up of 27 books and includes the four Gospels, the Acts of the Apostles, the letters of Paul, and other letters and books. The Bible is an important source of spiritual guidance and moral instruction for millions of people around the world. It is also a source of inspiration and comfort for many people in times of difficulty and sorrow. It is a book that has been read and studied for centuries and continues to be an important part of many people's lives. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. God created the world and everything in it. God created the world and all that is in it, including the heavens, the earth, and all living creatures. He created man in his own image and gave him dominion over the earth. God created the world and all that is in it, including the heavens, the earth, and all living creatures. He spoke the world into existence and saw that it was good. He created man in his own image and gave him dominion over the earth. He gave man the responsibility to care for the earth and all its inhabitants. God created the world with a purpose and a plan. He wanted to have a relationship with mankind and to bless them with his love and grace. He gave us the freedom to choose how we would live our lives, but he also gave us the responsibility to make wise choices. He desires that we live in harmony with one another and with the world he created. God created the world and everything in it with love and care. He gave us the opportunity to experience life and to enjoy the beauty of his creation. He gave us the ability to think and reason, to create and innovate, and to love and be loved. He gave us the chance to make a difference in the world and to bring glory to his name. Main idea number 2. God gave the Ten Commandments to Moses. God gave Moses the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai, which are the basis of the moral law. These commandments provide guidance on how to live a life of faith and obedience to God. God gave Moses the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai, which are the basis of the moral law. These commandments provide guidance on how to live a life of faith and obedience to God. The Ten Commandments are divided into two parts. The first four commandments deal with our relationship with God, while the remaining six commandments deal with our relationship with other people. The first four commandments tell us to have no other gods before God, to not make any idols, to not take God's name in vain, and to keep the Sabbath holy. The remaining six commandments tell us to honor our parents, not to murder, not to commit adultery, not to steal, not to bear false witness, and not to covet. The Ten Commandments are a set of laws that God gave to Moses to help guide the Israelites in their relationship with God and with each other. They are a reminder of God's love and mercy, and a reminder of our responsibility to live according to God's will. The Ten Commandments are a reminder that God is the ultimate authority in our lives, and that we should strive to live in accordance with His will. The Ten Commandments are a timeless reminder of God's love and mercy, and a reminder of our responsibility to live according to His will. They provide us with a moral compass to guide us in our daily lives, and to help us make decisions that are in line with God's will. By following the Ten Commandments, we can live a life of faith and obedience to God, and be a blessing to those around us. Main idea number 3. Jesus was born of a virgin, Mary, and was the Son of God. He was sent to earth to save mankind from their sins and to bring them into a relationship with God. Jesus was born of a virgin, Mary, and was the Son of God. He was sent to earth to save mankind from their sins and to bring them into a relationship with God. According to the Bible, Mary was a young woman who was betrothed to Joseph, a carpenter. An angel appeared to Mary and told her that she would give birth to a son, and that he would be the Son of God. Mary accepted this message and agreed to be the mother of Jesus. The birth of Jesus was miraculous, as it was accomplished without the involvement of a human father. This was a sign of God's power and a reminder that Jesus was not just a man, but the Son of God. Jesus' birth was also a sign of God's love for mankind, as it was through Jesus that mankind could be saved from their sins and brought into a relationship with God. The virgin birth of Jesus is a central part of the Christian faith, and it is a reminder of God's power and love for mankind. It is a reminder that Jesus was not just a man, but the Son of God, and that through Him, mankind can be saved from their sins and brought into a relationship with God. Main idea number 4. Jesus performed miracles. Jesus performed many miracles during His ministry, including healing the sick, raising the dead, and calming storms. These miracles demonstrated His power and authority over all creation. Jesus performed many miracles during His ministry, demonstrating His power and authority over all creation. He healed the sick, raised the dead, and calmed storms. He also multiplied loaves and fishes to feed thousands of people, walked on water, and turned water into wine. These miracles showed His divine power and authority, and they were a sign of His mission to bring salvation to the world. The miracles of Jesus were also a sign of His compassion and mercy. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and comforted the sorrowful. He showed His love for all people, regardless of their social status or religious beliefs. His miracles were a reminder that God is always with us, and that He is willing to help us in our time of need. The miracles of Jesus were a sign of His divinity and a reminder of His mission to bring salvation to the world. They showed His power and authority over all creation, and they were a sign of His compassion and mercy. Through His miracles, Jesus showed us that God is always with us, and that He is willing to help us in our time of need. Main idea number 5. Jesus died on the cross. Jesus died on the cross to pay the penalty for the sins of mankind. His death and resurrection provide the basis for salvation and eternal life for all who believe in Him. Jesus died on the cross to pay the penalty for the sins of mankind. His death was a sacrifice of love, a demonstration of His willingness to lay down His life for us. He was the perfect Lamb of God, without blemish or defect, and His death was the ultimate act of obedience to the will of God. His death and resurrection provide the basis for salvation and eternal life for all who believe in Him. Through His death, Jesus conquered death and opened the way for us to have a relationship with God. He paid the price for our sins and made it possible for us to be reconciled to God and receive His forgiveness. The Bible teaches that Jesus' death was a substitutionary atonement, meaning that He took our place and bore the punishment for our sins. He was the perfect sacrifice, and His death was the only way to reconcile us to God. By believing in Jesus and accepting His sacrifice, we can be saved from the penalty of our sins and receive eternal life. Main idea number 6. Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus rose from the dead on the third day, proving that He is the Son of God and that He has power over death. His resurrection is the basis for the hope of eternal life for all who believe in him. Jesus rose from the dead on the third day, proving that he is the Son of God and that he has power over death. His resurrection is the basis for the hope of eternal life for all who believe in him. This event is the cornerstone of the Christian faith, and it is celebrated every year on Easter Sunday. Jesus' resurrection is a sign of God's victory over death and sin, and it is a reminder that we too can have hope in the midst of suffering and death. Jesus' resurrection is a reminder that God is always with us, and that he will never leave us or forsake us. The resurrection of Jesus is a powerful reminder that God is in control and that he is a God of love and mercy. It is a reminder that no matter what we face in life, God is with us and he will never leave us. It is a reminder that death is not the end, but rather a new beginning. It is a reminder that we can have hope in the midst of suffering and death, and that we can have faith in God's promises. The resurrection of Jesus is a reminder that God is always with us, and that he will never leave us or forsake us. It is a reminder that no matter what we face in life, God is with us and he will never leave us. It is a reminder that death is not the end, but rather a new beginning. It is a reminder that we can have hope in the midst of suffering and death, and that we can have faith in God's promises. Main idea number 7. The Holy Spirit was sent to the disciples. After Jesus ascended into heaven, the Holy Spirit was sent to the disciples to empower them to spread the gospel and to lead them in their ministry. After Jesus ascended into heaven, the Holy Spirit was sent to the disciples to empower them. The Holy Spirit was sent to provide guidance and strength to the disciples as they spread the gospel and led the church. The Holy Spirit was sent to help the disciples understand the teachings of Jesus and to help them live out the commands of Jesus. The Holy Spirit was sent to help the disciples to be witnesses of Jesus and to proclaim the good news of salvation to the world. The Holy Spirit was sent to help the disciples to be faithful to the mission of Jesus and to be faithful to the teachings of Jesus. The Holy Spirit was sent to the disciples to help them to be bold in their witness and to be courageous in their ministry. The Holy Spirit was sent to help the disciples to be strong in their faith and to be steadfast in their commitment to Jesus. The Holy Spirit was sent to help the disciples to be unified in their mission and to be unified in their love for one another. The Holy Spirit was sent to help the disciples to be obedient to the will of God and to be obedient to the commands of Jesus. The Holy Spirit was sent to the disciples to help them to be faithful to the gospel and to be faithful to the mission of Jesus. The Holy Spirit was sent to help the disciples to be filled with the power of God and to be filled with the love of God. The Holy Spirit was sent to help the disciples to be witnesses of Jesus and to be witnesses of the good news of salvation. The Holy Spirit was sent to help the disciples to be faithful to the teachings of Jesus and to be faithful to the mission of Jesus. Main idea number 8. The Bible is the inspired Word of God. The Bible is the inspired Word of God, containing the teachings of God and His plan for mankind. It is the source of truth and guidance for all who seek to know and follow God. The Bible is the inspired Word of God, containing the teachings of God and His plan for mankind. It is the source of truth and guidance for all who seek to know and follow God. It is the ultimate authority on matters of faith and practice, and it is the only reliable source of information about God and His will for our lives. The Bible is composed of 66 books, written by 40 different authors over a period of 1,500 years. It is divided into two main sections, the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament contains the history of the nation of Israel, the laws of God, and the prophecies of the coming Messiah. The New Testament contains the life and teachings of Jesus Christ, the fulfillment of the prophecies of the Old Testament, and the establishment of the Church. The Bible is the inspired Word of God, and it is the only source of absolute truth. It is the foundation of the Christian faith, and it is the source of hope and comfort for all who believe in its message. It is the ultimate guide for living a life of faith and obedience to God. Main idea number 9. The Church is the body of Christ. The Church is the body of Christ, composed of all believers in Jesus. It is the place where believers can come together to worship God, to learn from His Word, and to serve one another. The church is the body of Christ, composed of all believers in Jesus. It is the place where believers can come together to worship God, to learn from His Word, and to serve one another. It is a place of fellowship, where believers can share their joys and sorrows, and encourage one another in their faith. It is a place of prayer, where believers can come together to seek God's guidance and to intercede for one another. It is a place of service, where believers can use their gifts and talents to serve God and to serve others. The church is also a place of mission, where believers can go out into the world to share the good news of Jesus Christ. It is a place of discipleship, where believers can be taught and trained in the ways of God. It is a place of healing, where believers can find comfort and hope in times of trouble. It is a place of hope, where believers can look forward to the coming of the Lord. The church is the body of Christ, and it is the place where believers can come together to experience the love of God and to be part of His family. It is a place of joy, where believers can celebrate the goodness of God and the blessings of His grace. It is a place of peace, where believers can find rest and refuge in the arms of Jesus. Main idea number 10. Salvation is available to all who believe. Salvation is available to all who believe in Jesus and accept Him as their Lord and Savior. Those who accept Him are forgiven of their sins and receive eternal life. Salvation is available to all who believe in Jesus and accept Him as their Lord and Savior. The Bible tells us that Jesus died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sins, and that through His death and resurrection, we can be forgiven and receive eternal life. Those who accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior are given the gift of salvation, and are promised eternal life in heaven. The Bible also tells us that salvation is available to all who believe. It says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life," John 3 verse 16. This means that anyone who believes in Jesus and accepts Him as their Lord and Savior can be forgiven of their sins and receive eternal life. Salvation is a free gift from God, and it is available to all who believe. It is not something that we can earn or deserve, but it is a gift that is freely given to us through Jesus Christ. All we have to do is accept it and believe in Him. Main idea number 11. The second coming of Christ will occur. The second coming of Christ will occur at the end of time, when He will return to judge the living and the dead. Those who have accepted Him will be saved and those who have rejected Him will be condemned. The second coming of Christ will occur at the end of time, when He will return to judge the living and the dead. Those who have accepted Him will be saved and those who have rejected Him will be condemned. This is a promise that God has made to all of us, and it is a promise that will be fulfilled. When Christ returns, He will come in glory and power. He will be accompanied by the angels of heaven, and all of creation will bow down before Him. He will judge the world with justice and righteousness, and all of His enemies will be destroyed. He will bring peace and justice to the world, and all of His people will be blessed. The second coming of Christ will be a time of great joy and celebration for those who have accepted Him. They will be welcomed into His kingdom and will live in perfect peace and harmony with Him. They will be given eternal life and will be able to enjoy the presence of God forever. The second coming of Christ is a promise that God has made to us, and it is a promise that will be fulfilled. We can look forward to the day when He will come again and bring justice and peace to the world. We can be sure that He will come again, and that He will bring with Him the blessings of salvation and eternal life. Main idea number 12. The kingdom of God will be established. The kingdom of God will be established when Jesus returns and will be a place of perfect peace and justice. All who accept Him will be part of this kingdom and will live in perfect harmony with God. The kingdom of God will be established when Jesus returns and will be a place of perfect peace and justice. All who accept Him will be part of this kingdom and will live in perfect harmony with God. This kingdom will be a place of joy and love, where all people will be united in worship of the Lord. The kingdom of God will be a place of righteousness and justice, where all people will be treated with respect and dignity. It will be a place of abundance and prosperity, where all people will have access to the resources they need to live a good life. Finally, the kingdom of God will be a place of eternal life, where all who accept Jesus will live forever in perfect peace and joy. The kingdom of God will be a place of perfect love and unity, where all people will be accepted and valued. It will be a place of justice and mercy, where all people will be treated fairly and with compassion. The kingdom of God will be a place of peace and harmony, where all people will be able to live in harmony with one another. Finally, the kingdom of God will be a place of joy and celebration, where all people will be able to rejoice in the presence of the Lord. Main idea number 13. The church is to be a witness to the world, the church is to be a witness to the world, proclaiming the gospel and living out the teachings of Jesus. It is to be a light to the world, showing the way to salvation and eternal life. The church is to be a witness to the world, proclaiming the gospel and living out the teachings of Jesus. It is to be a light to the world, showing the way to salvation and eternal life. The church is to be a beacon of hope, offering a message of love, grace, and mercy to all who are in need. It is to be a place of refuge and comfort, providing a safe haven for those who are hurting and in need of healing. The church is to be a place of transformation, where people can come to know and experience the love of God. The church is to be a place of service, where people can use their gifts and talents to serve others and make a difference in the world. It is to be a place of fellowship, where people can come together to worship, learn, and grow in their faith. The church is to be a place of unity, where people of all backgrounds and beliefs can come together in peace and harmony. The church is to be a place of love, where people can come to experience the unconditional love of God and the love of their fellow believers. It is to be a place of hope, where people can come to find strength and courage to face the challenges of life. The church is to be a place of joy, where people can come to celebrate the goodness of God and the beauty of life. Main idea number 14. The church is to be a community of faith. The church is to be a community of faith, where believers can come together to worship God, to learn from His Word, and to serve one another. It is to be a place of love, acceptance, and forgiveness. The church is to be a community of faith, where believers can come together to worship God, to learn from His Word, and to serve one another. It is to be a place of love, acceptance, and forgiveness. Here, believers can find strength and comfort in the presence of God and in the fellowship of fellow believers. It is a place where we can share our joys and sorrows, our struggles and successes, and our hopes and dreams. It is a place where we can be encouraged and challenged to grow in our faith and to live out our faith in our daily lives. The church is to be a place of prayer and worship, where we can come before God and offer our praises and thanksgiving. It is a place where we can learn more about God and His Word, and be equipped to serve Him and others. It is a place where we can be inspired to live out our faith in our daily lives, and to share the good news of Jesus Christ with others. The church is to be a place of service, where we can use our gifts and talents to serve God and others. It is a place where we can reach out to those in need, and show them the love of Christ. It is a place where we can be a light in the darkness, and a beacon of hope in a world of despair. The church is to be a place of unity, where believers of all backgrounds and denominations can come together in love and fellowship. It is a place where we can celebrate our differences, and learn from one another. It is a place where we can be united in our faith, and in our mission to share the good news of Jesus Christ with the world. Main idea number 15. The church is to be a place of service. The church is to be a place of service, where believers can use their gifts and talents to serve God and to serve others. It is to be a place of compassion and mercy, where the needs of others are met. The church is to be a place of service, where believers can use their gifts and talents to serve God and to serve others. It is to be a place of compassion and mercy, where the needs of others are met. Believers should strive to be a blessing to those around them, and to be a light in the darkness. The church should be a place of refuge and hope, where people can find comfort and peace. It should be a place of joy and celebration, where people can come together to worship and praise God. The church should be a place of learning and growth, where people can come to understand the Word of God and to grow in their faith. It should be a place of fellowship and community, where people can come together to share their lives and to build relationships. The church should be a place of prayer and intercession, where people can come to seek God's will and to ask for His guidance. The church should be a place of outreach and evangelism, where people can come to share the good news of Jesus Christ with others. It should be a place of healing and restoration, where people can come to find hope and healing in the midst of their struggles. The church should be a place of love and acceptance, where people can come to experience the love of God and to be accepted for who they are. Main idea number 16. The church is to be a place of prayer. The church is to be a place of prayer, where believers can come together to seek God's guidance and to intercede for others. It is to be a place of spiritual growth, where believers can deepen their relationship with God. The church is to be a place of prayer, where believers can come together to seek God's guidance and to intercede for others. It is to be a place of spiritual growth, where believers can deepen their relationship with God. Here, they can learn more about God's will and how to live according to it. They can also come together to share their joys and sorrows, to encourage one another, and to build up the body of Christ. In prayer, believers can find strength and comfort in times of difficulty, and can be reminded of God's presence and love. The church is also to be a place of worship, where believers can come together to praise and thank God for all He has done. Here, they can express their love and devotion to God, and can be reminded of His greatness and power. Worship can be a time of joy and celebration, as well as a time of solemn reflection and repentance. It is a time to remember God's faithfulness and to seek His guidance for the future. The church is to be a place of fellowship, where believers can come together to share their lives and to build relationships with one another. Here, they can learn from each other, and can be encouraged and supported in their faith. Fellowship can be a time of joy and laughter, as well as a time of serious discussion and prayer. It is a time to remember that we are all part of the same body of Christ, and to be reminded of our need for one another. Main idea number 17. The church is to be a place of fellowship. The church is to be a place of fellowship, where believers can come together to share their faith and to encourage one another. It is to be a place of unity, where believers can come together in love and harmony. The church is to be a place of fellowship, where believers can come together to share their faith and to encourage one another. It is to be a place of unity, where believers can come together in love and harmony. Here, believers can learn from one another, pray for one another, and support one another in their spiritual journeys. The church is to be a place of refuge, where believers can find comfort and solace in times of difficulty. It is to be a place of joy, where believers can celebrate the good news of the gospel and the blessings of God. The church is to be a place of service, where believers can use their gifts and talents to serve God and their fellow man. It is to be a place of worship, where believers can come together to praise and glorify God. It is to be a place of mission, where believers can go out into the world to share the good news of the gospel and to make disciples of all nations. The church is to be a place of love, where believers can show love and compassion to one another. It is to be a place of hope, where believers can find hope and strength in the promises of God. It is to be a place of transformation, where believers can be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Main idea number 18. The church is to be a place of worship. The church is to be a place of worship, where believers can come together to praise and glorify God. It is to be a place of joy and celebration, where believers can come together to celebrate the goodness of God. The church is to be a place of worship, where believers can come together to praise and glorify God. It is to be a place of joy and celebration, where believers can come together to celebrate the goodness of God. It is to be a place of refuge and comfort, where believers can come to seek solace and strength in times of difficulty. It is to be a place of instruction and guidance, where believers can come to learn more about God and His will for their lives. It is to be a place of fellowship and community, where believers can come together to share their faith and build relationships with one another. The church is to be a place of worship that is open to all, regardless of race, gender, or social status. It is to be a place of acceptance and love, where all are welcomed and embraced. It is to be a place of service and outreach, where believers can come together to serve their community and share the love of God with those in need. It is to be a place of prayer and devotion, where believers can come to seek God's guidance and direction. The church is to be a place of worship that is centered on Jesus Christ. It is to be a place where believers can come to learn more about Him and His teachings. It is to be a place of worship that is focused on the Word of God, where believers can come to study and meditate on the Scriptures. It is to be a place of worship that is devoted to the worship of God, where believers can come to offer up their praises and thanksgiving to Him. Main idea number 19. The church is to be a place of evangelism. The church is to be a place of evangelism, where believers can go out into the world and share the gospel with those who do not know Jesus. It is to be a place of outreach, where believers can reach out to those in need. The church is to be a place of evangelism, where believers can go out into the world and share the gospel with those who do not know Jesus. It is to be a place of outreach, where believers can reach out to those in need. It is to be a place of fellowship, where believers can come together to worship and encourage one another. It is to be a place of teaching, where believers can learn more about God and His Word. It is to be a place of prayer, where believers can come together to seek God's will and guidance. It is to be a place of service, where believers can use their gifts and talents to serve others. The church is to be a beacon of hope, a light in the darkness, and a refuge for the weary. It is to be a place of healing, where believers can find comfort and peace. It is to be a place of joy, where believers can celebrate the goodness of God. It is to be a place of love, where believers can show compassion and kindness to those in need. It is to be a place of unity, where believers can come together in harmony and unity. The church is to be a place of evangelism, where believers can go out into the world and share the good news of Jesus Christ. It is to be a place of worship, where believers can come together to praise and glorify God. It is to be a place of discipleship, where believers can learn more about following Jesus and living out His commands. It is to be a place of mission, where believers can go out into the world and share the gospel with those who do not know Jesus. Main idea number 20. The church is to be a place of discipleship. The church is to be a place of discipleship, where believers can come together to learn and grow in their faith. It is to be a place of teaching, where believers can be equipped to serve God and to share the gospel with others. The church is to be a place of discipleship, where believers can come together to learn and grow in their faith. It is to be a place of teaching, where believers can be equipped to serve God and to share the gospel with others. Through the church, believers can be encouraged to live out their faith in their daily lives and to be a witness to the world of the power of God's love. The church is to be a place of fellowship, where believers can come together to worship, to pray, and to share their lives with one another. It is to be a place of refuge, where believers can find comfort and strength in times of difficulty. Finally, the church is to be a place of mission, where believers can be sent out to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ to the world.